Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please be advised, this show contains coarse language and sexual themes and is not suitable for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Supermarket.
Due to the thousands of dollars in damages done to the store and the thousands of unsold turkeys due to us being forced to close on Thanksgiving because of the robberies, I am sorry to announce the official foreclosure of Sing Sing Supermarket, effective next Friday.
Ooh, we can have a PSA and post it on all socials. The goal is to attract more customers. This news will totally break the internet.
So, I was just wondering if you'd still like to, go on our date tonight?
Oh, of course. Where are you taking me?
What about here?
Here, as in the Sing Sing Supermarket?
Yeah, who cares? This shithole is closing soon anyway, and the heel doesn't have cameras past the entrance, so it'll just totally be us.
Hillary, Oprah saw my video!
What?
She has a proposal for me and the supermarket, and she has summoned me to her office in LA to meet right now!
What? Carson!
Oprah!
I want to reboot your image. Document a day in the life of Carson at the Sing Sings. But we have to do this smart, strategic, calculated. We can't have a camera crew following you around, as that is just so obvious. All these little peanut-sized domes are little cameras that shoot in 4K. I got them from the U.S. military to borrow for this special episode. My vision is to place these cameras all over the store and roll them 24 hours to capture the true essence of what it's like to be you.
I set up a picnic for us in aisle 3.
Oh, how cute.
Look, I also just want to say thank you for being patient and supportive of me.
What do you mean?
My family is super religious. And if they ever found out I was bisexual, well, if anyone found out I was bi, it would ruin me.
Wait. You're not out yet? I thought you were...
Oh, hell no. That's why I wanted to do this privately.
I'm gonna be sick. I gotta go.
Hey, where are you going? Carson!
Look, Theo, you're a really nice guy, okay? Too nice for me. I don't deserve you. And I'm very sorry for what's about to come. Please don't hate me. I gotta go.
Carson!
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Carson!
911 Podcasts presents Supermarket. Created by Adam Marciano, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, Antonio Cordero, and Alexandria Benoit. Directed by Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, and Adam Marciano.
You know, wouldn't kill you to drive me to work once in a while.
Josh, I literally can't. You know I lost my license in Mykonos last summer with Tiesto and Deadmau5. We went on that 11-day bender ending in me crashing into George Clooney's glass beach house. Like, who has a house made out of glass? Grow up, George. Whoa, slow down, Josh!
You ever just feel like you want to end it all and drive your car headfirst into a building?
Yes, but also, no. The George Clooney thing was an accident, and that traumatized me, so just slow down, Josh! What the hell is wrong with you this morning?
What the hell is wrong with me? What the hell is wrong with you? You've been acting all antsy and weird.
Antsy and weird? You're the one driving like a totally unhinged snow goose.
Snow geese don't drive.
Want to tell me what's wrong?
For the last time, nothing is wrong with me. Why don't you tell me what's wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me either!
Fine!
Are you crying because it's our last day at the supermarket?
Fuck no. It's much darker than that.
No way your story is darker than mine.
What's your story?
You tell me first.
No, you.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Fine.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, you always stay winning.
Trust me, I'm not winning at the game of life.
Okay, well, I can't even say it. It's so bad.
Say it.
No, I can't.
Say it.
Okay. I accidentally outed Theo on Oprah.
Theo? Like night shift Theo?
Yes.
He's gay?
Well, bye, but... Oh my god, I just outed him again right now. Fuck my life. Please keep this between us.
Well, of course, but what the hell does Oprah have to do with this?
Basically, Oprah wanted to do this special episode on me, like a Where Are They Now type of thing. So she set up hidden cameras all over the store to film a day in the life of me. But Theo insisted that we had our date in the supermarket after hours to stay away from the public eye. But little did he know, Oprah's eye was everywhere, in tiny little camera domes, all over the store, watching the entire time. I thought maybe because it was dark in the store that the footage would be unusable, but nope! I found out later that, of course, the cameras thrive on night vision. Oprah got them from the U.S. military.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, the Oprah episode airs today, and I'm terrified, horrified, petrified. To add on top of all of this, Theo's family is uber religious and he trusted me with his secret. And by this time tomorrow, the entire world will know that him and I are an item. Talk about a hard launch. Didn't even get to soft launch him on my Instagram. All thanks to Oprah.
Wow. Talk about unrelatable. And also somewhat illegal.
Oh, it's not illegal. I signed an image release form on behalf of all the employees of the store.
Does he know about it?
God, no.
Yeah, that's illegal.
I've done worse. Like that one time I got arrested in Aspen with Charlie Sheen for...
Yeah, I know the story. Don't need a recap.
Yeah, still can't find the body. Anyway, what's your tea?
Oh, I think I need to pull over for this. Carson. Ember called me this morning.
She's dead.
How can she call me if she's dead, you idiot?
Sorry, wishful thinking.
Anyway... She called me to tell me...
She's moving far, far away, never to be seen or heard from again.
No, you dickwad. She called me to tell me...
She's finally breaking up with your dirty, stinky ass.
We're having a baby. We're having a baby. And she insists we keep it.
Wow. And you say I'm unrelatable.
I'm not ready to be a dad, Carson. I'm about to lose my job and I have no other experience other than working at Sing Sing. I can barely take care of myself, let alone a newborn.
Yeah, and you're already fucked up by making Ember the baby mama.
Really? Really? Do you have at least one serious bone in your body?
Look, Josh. You're gonna be a good dad. There. Said something nice.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
But we're fucked.
Yep. Royally fucked.
Where did you and Ember even bone anyway? I mean, obviously it wasn't at Suhail's office, since we tragically walked in on you. Tragically for me and the robber, not for you. Plus, you have the squeakiest bed in the entire world. I think everyone would know if you guys were doing the nasty at home.
We actually did it right there.
Like, right here? Right here where I'm sitting?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, come on!
Ember was all, like, laying in a pretzel position right there.
Ew,
and I was just kind of like this, like, thrusting
okay.
like
enough,
that.
Enough! I'm gonna puke.
He became a sitcom star at age 15 until a hacker leaked a video that showed his peen. What a cruel mistress, the fame machine. He went the way of Roseanne Barr and Paula Deen. He moved back with his parents, had to get a job. But his resume was lacking, things were looking hard. Found himself begging the owner of a grocery store. Carson, Carson, sitcom star. Rags to riches, riches to rags. Pricing stickers, grocery bags. Clean that spill in aisle 12. Carson's career has been shelved.
Oh, don't look now. See you at 3 o'clock. Ah, that's your 9 o'clock, and I said don't look.
You know I'm bad with my left and rights, north and souths. Fuck, he just saw me. Get back in the car. Get back in the car.
Carson.
Theo. Theo.
Can we talk? I've tried calling and texting all week, and you've avoided me like the Black Plague.
I'm sorry. I've just been busy.
Look, I just want to say, if I freaked you out because I'm not out yet, I totally understand, and I want to apologize for not being more transparent.
Yep, freaked out. That's totally it. So, thank you. Have a nice day. I think we should just be friends.
Come on, man. Give me a chance. Coming out takes time. It's a process, and I would love for you to be there for me during this slow but big life change.
Oh my god, I think I'm gonna be sick again.
No pressure, though.
Look, Theo, like I said on our date, you're a great guy, truly. And in any other world, we'd be perfect together. But the truth is, we're from two different worlds. I'm a rotted individual from the depths of hell known as Hollywood. You are a pure, wholesome, small-town guy. You deserve someone who will actually be there for you during this time. And not someone who's going to exploit you.
Exploit me?
All right. Good morning, everyone. As you know, today is our final day of operations. I just
want to thank all of you for your hard work over the years here at Sing Sing, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. As you can see, we don't have many items left to sell, except turkeys. We have endless turkeys. All you can eat turkeys. If I ever see another turkey again, I swear I will... Oh, it's just Theo and the Carsons waddling their way into work late for the last time.
Even though we sold a lot this week in liquidation, we still didn't make the cut of 25K to keep us going?
Not even close. Not even a quarter. 10 a.m. today, I give the papers over to Produce Palace to sign and take over the store.
Not Produce Palace!
What the hell do you have against Produce Palace?
They're vegan.
Oh, boo-hoo. Poor Elijah. Won't be able to sell his meat. Not like Produce Palace would hire us anyway.
How do you know that?
Please, do you think vegans would hire people who aren't vegan? Their whole personality is veganism. I once applied to a vegan restaurant and they asked for a saliva, blood, and a hair sample to prove I hadn't eaten any meat in the last 6 months. Come on. I've swallowed, but I don't want to get into the details about it.
This is true. I tried talking to the owner of Produce Palace about grandfathering us over, and she said only vegans can apply.
Produce Palace has been our biggest competition for years. You're just going to let them win like that, Suhail?
What other option do you think we have? We have gone bankrupt!
You had a good run, Suhail. It's okay. It's okay. They're there.
Can I have a hug?
Sure.
Oh, but God forbid I give Suhail a hug. He shuts me off. Ugh, whatever.
Oh my God.
What?
Why did I just get a Google alert for Sing Sing Supermarket on the TMI website?
Oh, fuck.
Oprah's exclusive.
Oh no.
First look into a fallen actor's life working at the supermarket Sing Sing. Full episode set to air today at 9 a.m. on OWN?
9 a.m.? Well, that's in 5 minutes.
So it was true. You did meet Oprah.
What? No. No, it's not true. They didn't even say my name. So you're just gonna assume that I'm the fallen actor? Hmm?
Your photo's right here.
Holy crap! You and Oprah!
Oprah was at our store?
Are we gonna be on TV?
I never filmed this. I never filmed anything. TMI must be lying again. They must be lying.
Wait, there's a literal trailer for it.
Don't watch it. Waste of time. Must be AI generated.
Play the trailer.
Play it! Everyone gather.
No. That's not necessary. Don't we all need to get back to work?
Oh, shut up.
You may know him from his hit TV show. Or you may know him from his recent international scandal. But you definitely do not know him like this. Carson Carson, as a supermarket employee. This morning on Oprah, for the first time in television history, we'll show you what the true fall from grace of a former A-list actor actually looks like. Plus, you want to stay tuned until the end for a shocking twist.
A shocking twist?
It's jaw-dropping.
Jaw-dropping?
Everything is about to come out.
Come out?
Things are about to get criminal.
Criminal?
Tune into the OWN Network at 9 a.m. to watch.
What the hell is the twist?
I don't know.
What criminal?
I don't know, okay? Leave me alone.
Oh, this is juicy.
Well, now we gotta watch it. I'll get the popcorn.
No, please.
To the break room.
To the break room. You guys, we open in 1 minute. It's our last day. Shouldn't we, you know, get out there and greet our customers one last time? Instead of sitting here and watching some trash TV about... me.
I've accepted defeat. The customers can greet themselves.
Come on, guys. We gotta work. Turn that off.
Everyone, shut up! It's about to start.
Fuck, you're screwed, dude.
Not so fast. Oh, hey, Theo, you know what? I forgive you. Yeah, I actually would love, 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 love to talk to you outside. In private. You know, far from the TV. Hmm?
Sure thing, Carson. Just right after I watch this. It's a big deal. You're on Oprah.
And so are you.
Yep, I'm screwed.
Oprah's Where Are They Now? In this segment, we are shining the spotlight on a fallen actor. Earlier last week, you may have seen the viral video of actor Carson Carson begging for help due to his supermarket being in its flop era, as the kids today would say.
Okay, I was not begging.
What began as documenting a day in the life of Carson Carson by setting up hidden cameras at the supermarket for a fly-on-the-wall experience turned into a riveting discovery.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Please forgive me, Theo. Please forgive me.
We had learned that just days before Thanksgiving, the store had been robbed. The night after we began our production at the store, our cameras caught something very peculiar. Around midnight, you can see in this clip here, a car pulling up to the Sing Sing supermarket. Our cameras capture two masked men get out of the car and walk inside the supermarket.
Wait, what? Huh?
You might be thinking, they're going to perhaps burglarize this humble shop. Wrong! Instead, we made an even crazier discovery.
What is going on?
Shh! The two men meet another masked man on aisle 3.
Why does everything go down on aisle 3?
As you can see, all three men take off their masks. The third man they're meeting is the store owner, Suhail Singh.
No, turn this off now!
Do not touch the remote!
Now, this wouldn't be such a big deal in theory, but luckily, our hidden cameras have extremely good audio. Listen, as the owner, Suhail Singh, interacts with these two mysterious men.
Uh-oh.
Yo, man, you got the cash?
I got the cash, yes.
Can we turn a light on in here or something? Like, does everything we do gotta be so secretive? So sketchy, so hidden? I just want to be seen for once. Is that too much to ask for?
Man, shut the fuck up.
You sure you're not wired or anything? Lift up your shirts.
Jesus. Take us to dinner first.
I swear to fucking God, one of these days, I'll be going to jail. But it won't be for these robberies. No. It'll be for your fucking murder.
Sorry, I'm using humor. Ever heard of it? God, not a funny bone in his body, am I right?
Look, see? No wire.
Nope, no wire either.
Good. So, how did the robbery go? Hope you didn't traumatize my employees too much.
The main thing is we got in, did what we had to do, and got out before the cops arrived. I was this close to pulling the trigger on one of your employees, though.
Let me guess. Carson. It had to be Carson. Flamboyant, over the top, thinks he's everything and a bag of chips.
Sex tape?
Yep, knew it. Should have pulled the trigger.
Rude!
I actually quite liked him.
Of course you did.
Anyways, here's $5,000 for you and $5,000 for you.
$5,000? We agreed on 10 each.
Now, this is where things get even juicier. Juicier than when I, Oprah Winfrey, was in my fat phase.
We went over this when we met last week. You robbed my store, caused damage. I shut down the store and collect the insurance money. We all win. Except for my employees. They lose. I already made the claim to the insurance. The rest of the money should be coming by Friday.
For fuck's sakes!
Fine. We're taking some turkeys.
Oh, please do.
So, there you have it. A piece that was meant to be a heartfelt insight look on a fallen Hollywood star turned into a true crime master plan. Never a dull moment here on Oprah. If you're wondering, yes, we have alerted the authorities. And yes, Suhail will be prosecuted for conspiracy and scheming to scam the insurance company. Up next, Oprah's book club. We're reading How to Get Impregnated by an Alien and Like It, right after these messages.
Wow, talk about a plot twist.
Yeah, when you become an extra in your own Oprah special.
Look, everyone, I can explain.
What's left to explain, Suhail? Oprah said it all.
Yeah, I thought you were an icon, Suhail. Turns out you're just a con.
A fraud.
A scam.
A criminal.
A loser.
An historic Greek tragedy style loser.
A traitor.
A disappointment.
A rat.
Hey, I may be all those things listed above, but I am not a rat, Elijah. I identify more as a gazelle, graceful and timid.
So let me get this straight. This whole time, you've been plotting this whole thing while we worked hard to make a minimum wage dollar to make your store look good. We busted our asses daily so you could get them good Google reviews.
Yeah!
I felt dumb constantly putting myself out there just to be belittled by you. When this whole time, you were just a sham. Yeah, you were just a sham. I went to jail for you, Suhail. I put myself on the line for you, Suhail.
Online.
Online.
Look, I already placed my insurance claim. Once I get the money, I promise I'll give you all a nice cut. We all win. Please.
Well, does it cover healthcare for PTSD? Because ever since the robbery, I've been feeling hella itchy down there. If you know what I mean.
I think he means STD.
Oh my God! You have an STD? You never told me!
Right! You two are fucking?
Oh my God. You two are totally fucking.
Not fucking anymore. Fuck you!
Watch your language, Miss Human Resources. Keep it professional when we're on the clock, please.
Oh, you guys were definitely doing something on the cock. Clock. I meant clock. I was, it was a joke.
Wait, Hillary!
come back. Look, baby, I didn't know. I thought it was a reaction to the robbery. Like a nervous hive thing. Hillary, come back. Come back. Great, Suhail. Thanks a lot, man. Because of you, I'm now jobless, sexless, and infested with PTSD.
Just STD.
Just drop the pee.
But it hurts when I pee.
Too much information, man. Too much information.
Look, everyone, stop. I know what I did was wrong and shady. But the truth is, we were a sinking ship anyway.
So like a true rat, you jumped and left us all to die.
I am a fucking graceful gazelle. I beg of you all to forgive me. Please.
Police! Why are we always finding ourselves here at this supermarket?
I've wanted to say this for a long, long time. For once, officers, it's not me. I'm not the problem. It's him!
Suhail Singh, you, sir, are under arrest for fraud and conspiracy to scam the insurance company, according to Oprah. Hands behind your back.
That was my line, dude.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, you know that's like my one moment to shine.
I said I'm sorry. Look, did you want to go ahead and say it?
No, you already said it. It's fine. The moment's passed.
No, say it. I insist.
No, you already did.
Oh, come
so
on,
let's
come on.
Just...
You are clearly butthurt that I stole your line. I feel bad.
I don't need your pity, man.
Just say it and get it over with.
Hands in front of your back. Sorry, I got too much in my head. Hands behind your back!
That was good. That was good. Lots of passion, lots of gusto. Next time, project more. Use your diaphragm.
You betcha.
Take him to the car.
All right, let's go.
Wait. Let me have one last look. Did I disappoint you or let you down? Should I be feeling guilty or let the judges frown?
What?
Because I saw the end before we'd begun. Yes, I saw you were blinded, and I knew I had won. So I took what's mine by eternal right, took your soul out into the night.
What the fuck is he saying?
It may be over, but it won't stop there. I am here for you, if you'd only care. You touched my heart, you touched my soul, you changed my life and all my goals. And love is blind, but that I knew. When my heart was blinded by yours, I've kissed your lips and held your hand, shared your dreams and shared your bed. I know you well, I know your smell, I've been addicted to you.
Straight up, this is weird.
Goodbye, my lover.
Is he quoting?
Goodbye, my friend.
He's quoting.
You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover.
All right, let's
Goodbye,
go.
Oh. Great. As if he hasn't ruined everything for me, he just had to ruin my favorite James Blunt song.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Carson, hey.
Theo.
Crazy morning, huh? Thought we'd be celebrating the last day at the supermarket, not Sahil's last day as a free man. And who'd have thunk it? Oprah, of all people, exposing him, huh?
I'm just glad it's the bad guy that got exposed and not the good.
Sorry, but before all this, you said you needed to talk to me about something?
It's not important. I'm just relieved that you and I could be together, in private. For the first time in my life, this is something that I can keep for myself, and I kind of like it.
So we're back on?
Yeah, we're back on.
Woo! Yes!
I mean, yes. You know, after this morning, seeing Sahil's life just crumble to absolute bits in a matter of seconds on national television, it made me realize life is too short. I don't want to hide who I am anymore. No more secrets! I want to be myself, and I want to do it with you, right here, right now.
Hey, everyone! In the break room, listen up. I have an announcement.
Theo, this is not necessary yet.
Carson and I, we are a thing. We are a couple. Yes, I am bisexual, and I am proud.
Ember! All over my new fit!
Jesus, tell me how you really feel.
Sorry. Morning sickness. Oh well, if we're doing announcements, might as well spill the tea. Josh and I are having a kid. Yep. Yes, I know.
Wait up, stage us, you bitch! Everyone, I got an announcement to make!
Seriously?
I just proposed to Hillary. And,
well, she said no. But she's willing to give me another shot.
If. That's a big if. His test results come back negative.
They will, baby girl. I promise.
It's just a stress rash.
Come here.
Where is Suhail?
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell am I? Who the hell are you?
You walked into our break room?
True. I am the owner of Produce Palace. I'm buying this unit.
Damn vegans.
My name is Goddess.
Huh? She looks anything but the sort.
Where is he? Suhail said he would be at my office to give me the papers to sign 10 minutes ago. Where is he?
Unfortunately for you, he's in jail.
What?
It's a long story. Just watch today's rerun episode of Oprah.
I'm being serious.
So are we.
Well, I need someone in authority to give me those papers.
Ember, you're next in line. You're the store supervisor.
Manager! I am the manager! Why do you guys keep forgetting that?
Okay, fine. Guess I have no choice.
Thank you. Thank you. Release the damn papers.
Fine. God.
The name is Goddess?
And you're anything but the sort. You know, maybe it's just the hormones kicking in, but I'm really gonna miss this place. It's been home to all of us for so many years, and to give it away all just like that. Oh, to a vegan!
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, do you have a pen? I forgot mine in the car. Anyone? Ugh. Fine. I'll be right back.
Oh. Yellow! Yes, this is he speaking. Lawyer. I didn't know I had a lawyer. Nice to meet you, sir. Uh-huh. Oh my. No way. Stop. Shut up. Okay, work. Work, lawyer slay king ass. It's giving the TV show Suits. Good news. Oh, Lord knows I need some good news. I love a good news. Oh my God. Deadass? Say you're being deadass. No, deadass means it's being serious. Yes. Yes, queen. Stop it. When will I get it? Within the hour? Thank you. Love you, babes. We'll have to meet soon. And din's on me. Mwah, mwah. Ta-ta.
What the fuck did I just listen to?
Was that English?
Guys.
What happened, babe?
So get this. Remember when I had that, sex tape?
Who can forget?
R.I.P. Rusty.
I just finished my last therapy session for that.
Anywho, according to the man on the phone, my people back in Hollywood enlisted a team of heavyweight lawyers to go after the person who leaked the tape. And I was just informed that the judge ruled it revenge porn. Long story short, I won the case, and I won $10 million in damages. I could say I'm worth $10 million again. Why isn't everyone happy for me?
Because, Carson, you can go back to your Hollywood lifestyle like nothing ever happened to you.
Yeah, while the rest of us stay jobless, broke, and have to probably move back in with our parents. Oh!
No. I've decided to retire from Hollywood. Completely. Why would I go back to a place that was so fake, that built me up just to tear me down in the most brutal way?
True.
Being here with all of you hasn't been the easiest road. Yes, I know. I felt like a headless turkey for the most part. But my time here has been genuine. You all have been genuine.
Aww.
Real connections. Plus a little romance on the side. Looking at you, Theo.
Come here.
Mm. Oh, we love the gays.
I have just decided, right now, because I have the funds, that I will not let that vegan buy this land. This is our turf.
Our turf!
Our pride! Our joy!
Yeah!
And I, Carson, or sometimes looked at as the supermarket messiah.
Okay, relax yourself.
Has decided to take the money I was just granted and invest it in me, in us. I am officially buying the Sing Sing supermarket and turning it into the Carson Grocery Store.
Yeah!
And as your new UFC...
You mean CEO?
No.
I mean UFC.
You follow Carson.
Both on socials and IRL. It's a requirement. Don't argue. But as your new UFC, I will be giving all my employees a promotion. You get a promotion. You get a promotion. Yeah. Everyone gets a promotion. No more $15 an hour. How about 30? Yeah. And holidays to the Caribbean once a month.
Okay, this won't last long. I'll continue looking for jobs.
From zero to hero.
Ember, hand over the papers.
But if you sign the papers, that would make you my boss.
Stepping up in life faster than you.
Ha!
What are you doing?
About to take back what's ours.
Ember. Now.
Here, Carson!
No!
Well done. That's showbiz, baby.
Oh, you will pay.
You will pay.
Oh, yes, honey. I will pay in full. This whole store is mine now. Paid off thanks to my sex tape.
It's on.
It is on. Oh.
Josh, get the crystal champagne.
We are celebrating.
We don't have that. We just have tap water.
Okay, tap water it is. To new beginnings, everyone. New promotions and a new era. Incoming, a supermarket like no one has ever seen before. Ooh, I just had a vision. What if we did like a disco-themed supermarket?
Yay!
Or like a nightclub theme where like there's a VIP section and like we'll have
that.
Like a lineup and security at the door. Ooh, we could do like dress codes like every Thursday. Maybe like people can wear like, we could do like 80s theme or like maybe
Are
we could
do Are you serious?
Like, yeah, Ember. My money, my rules. Get used to it. Anyways, we could paint the floor like maybe hot pink or like maybe like a neon design or, ooh, we could do like, over here, we could do like a fur zebra wall, like, yeah, just like a kind of like a zebra part. You know, I just want everything to be like super classy and subdued, not flashy or tacky at all. No. It needs to be classy. Yeah, oh, we'll definitely get rid of the Depends aisle. Maybe even get rid of the Style 3 in general. I think it's all gross.
Believe it or not, the characters, persons, and events depicted in this program are entirely fictional. Any similarities or resemblance to person or persons, living or dead, company or business, is unintentional and entirely coincidental. Deadass. Supermarket stars Adam Murciano as Carson Carson, Alexandria Benoit as Ember, Sujith Varghese as Suhail Singh, Ryan Rosary as Elijah, Chris Burton as Josh Carson, Angela Mariano Thurston as Wanda, Robin Deverett as Penny, Douglas E. Hughes as Bernard, Janelle Heron as Hillary, and Graham Parkhurst as Theo. Guest starring Hillary Warden as Oprah, Seema Dode as Goddess, Nikeem Provo as Robber Number 1, and Frankie Francois as Robber Number 2, Joe Diaco as Cop Number 1, and Adam Blanford as Cop Number 2. Additional performances by Emma Nossel. Directed by Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, and Adam Murciano. Written by Adam Murciano, Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, Adam Blanford, and Joe Diaco. Executive produced by Adam Murciano. Produced by Michelle Dorian, Courtney Spaxman, Alexandria Benoit, and Antonio Cordero. Sound design and dialogue editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Michael Grundy at Winchwood Sound and Carlin Nicholson at Pineship Sound, Toronto, Ontario. Theme song by Joe Diaco. Theme song performed by Andriana Shabbat. Special thanks to ACTRA Toronto. For more on Supermarket, including bloopers and behind the scenes, check out the show notes. Supermarket is a 911 podcast production. Oh, and stay subscribed. Season 2 of Supermarket is coming later this year. We're being dead ass.